Holiday Spirits. I'm Nick Brandt. I'm joined with some special guests. Mike is here again. How are you, Mike?
I'm good, Nick.
It's great to have you here. And Aaron is here. Aaron, how are you?
Oh, you know, I'm okay. Really busy, so I'm happy to be here after a long work day.
Yeah, you betcha. So Aaron, of course, director of the Empty Stocking Fund and the Battlefords and District Food and Resource Center. So we invited her to come and kick back and relax a little bit here in the studio for Holiday Spirits. Now, throughout Holiday Spirits, we've been tasting different spirits from Last Mountain Distillery. And so today we have something that is an extra special spirit. Not just because it's different than, you know, Last Mountain Distillery, known for specifically vodka, but because it was a special request by one of the, let's say, matriarchs of this entire endeavor. This is pretty cool. We'll tell you a little bit about Granny's Gin when we try it in this cranberry gin fizz. Coming back with Holiday Spirits in just a few moments. Holiday Spirits, this is the cranberry gin fizz made with Last Mountain Distillery, Granny's Gin. Now, this is a cool story. So Last Mountain Distillery, Colin from Last Mountain, his grandmother Muriel was the inspiration for this specific spirit. She came to Canada in 1946 as a war bride from England, and she was known to enjoy a little bit of gin. You know, she liked the gin now and then. So since Colin and a partner started up Last Mountain Distillery, Granny's been asking for a gin. And so they made it using their premium Last Mountain vodka distilled through an incredibly delightful blend of botanicals to make it not too floral, but nice and dry, just how Granny enjoys it. So that's a really cool story.
It is.
I think it's amazing. So with our cranberry gin fizz, we've got cranberry juice, Granny's Gin, some lime juice, some ginger beer, and egg whites. Does that sound interesting to you, Aaron? Does that sound kind of like a weird recipe?
I like the idea of extra protein in my drinks.
Oh, look at you go. Healthy benefits. How about you, Mikey? What about you on the idea of this egg white being added?
It definitely adds something to the drink. We've done this with a few different drinks where we've put egg whites in it.
One thing that I find...
I'm not a fan, and I am a fan, pending the drink.
It all depends upon the eggs, too. If you got really mild eggs, it's probably not even going to be all that noticeable. But if you got like farm eggs where you got free range chickens that are picking the ground around the farmyard, you never know what they're picking up. You're going to taste that.
Oh, yeah.
So recommended store-bought eggs on these ones. the thing that I noticed when we put the egg whites in, though, is that it really changes the appearance, specifically in the beautiful foam that comes along with it. It's like making meringue for your drink.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's very cool.
And, you know, it makes your drink a little cloudy as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I got to say is, as we were mixing this up, Aaron, I'm impressed with your shaker skills.
Thank you.
It was pretty impressive to see her up there shaking that up. Didn't even mind the cold from that ice cold metal shaker. Wow. You got some skills.
Thanks.
I've got soft office hands. I can't handle that. Okay. So, like I said, cranberry juice, Granny's Gin, half an ounce of lime juice, topped off with ginger ale or ginger beer, and of course the egg white for the beautiful foam. So give it a taste. Let's hear what we think about the cranberry gin fizz with Granny's Gin from Last Mountain Distillery. So we got the first sip in here. Everybody's having a little look at it. The appearance is quite nice.
I like it.
Oh, Aaron, right away.
It's got a little bit of a zing to it.
Zing.
Oh, you also get a little sweetness too. It's got that, like, that lime juice has a little bit of a zing.
Okay.
You catch a hint of the gin. Mm-hmm. Granny knows her gin.
Yeah. Nice, like, and dry. Like,
it's dry. It doesn't overpower. You don't get that piney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always one thing that I worry about with gin, because in my world, anytime that I've ever tried gin, it's always just like, that tastes like armpits. Like, it doesn't taste good. But you're saying to me that this one is nice and dry and it's not too piney. It doesn't have that tar sort of flavor. What do you think, Aaron, of the gin?
Well, I'm a big fan of gin.
Okay.
I like this gin. Mm-hmm. I like this drink. It's not too sweet. It's something you could have more than one of.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it's pretty simple. Like, you did the shaking on it. You saw how it was made. Do you think you could make this up at a holiday party for your guests?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely, right?
Yeah.
And the wonderful thing is that Last Mountain Distillery has a wide variety of spirits, like we're tasting throughout Holiday Spirits here. Granny's Gin is just one of them, and they're all available on their website at lastmountaindistillery.com. So we're going to get more details from their website in a few minutes here. They've got something very interesting just in time for the holidays that we'll touch base on here in a second. Now, as far as it goes for the cranberry, now cranberry is one of those really tart sort of flavors, you know? Sometimes cocktails are built to kind of complement each other. Do you find the gin and the cranberry go together really well?
Yeah, I love the tartness. There's still a little bit of sweetness there you get.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the tartness is perfect with this.
Okay, now here's my last question. The ginger beer, That's kind of weird, in my opinion. Ginger beer on top of this? So where do you stand on that? How is that tasting there?
I'm not sure if that's where the sweetness is coming from, because it's not very powerful.
Okay, like, so like maybe it's coming from that.
I think I first tasted the ginger beer most with the first sip, but now it's kind of...
It's kind of blended, married together a little bit.
You can do ginger ale instead.
But the interesting thing here, though, is that this cocktail is filled with big, big, big flavors. We've got the gin, we've got lime juice, we got cranberry, all very distinct flavors, and then top it off with ginger beer. So you take all of the flavors that would normally punch you in the face, and together they tone each other down. It's pretty amazing.
You get seeps through of little bits of each one, but it's not powerful.
That's awesome. Okay, so Holiday Spirits returning in just a second with Last Mountain Distillery featuring Granny's Gin and the Cranberry Gin Fizz. Final thoughts coming up. Holiday Spirits with the Cranberry Gin Fizz featuring Granny's Gin from Last Mountain Distillery, a very special gin crafted specifically for Granny Muriel from England, who loves a dry gin that's not too floral. And so if you're interested in that, you might want to consider Last Mountain Distillery Granny's Gin for your own liquor cabinet. And, of course, the Cranberry Gin Fizz for your holiday entertaining. 2 ounces cranberry juice, 2 ounces of Granny's Gin, an egg white, half an ounce of lime juice, top it off with ginger ale or ginger beer, and you've got yourself the Cranberry Gin Fizz. Now, Mike, what is your final thoughts on this cocktail?
So this is a cocktail, when you pull this out at a party, just because it's got that pink and that white, it's very aesthetic, so people will wonder what it is.
True. They'll be very curious, and then you get to show off your mixology skills, right, Mike?
And they taste it, and it tastes pretty good.
There you go. Perfect. There we go. Okay, Aaron, how about you? Gin fan, admittedly.
I am a gin fan.
So how does this rank?
Oh, it's pretty high up there for me, actually. Nice. I would totally take this gin and juice and share it with my granny.
There we go. Perfect. Okay. So this is, like I said, just one of the many spirits made by Last Mountain Distillery. And we mentioned their website, lastmountaindistillery.com. That's where you can also go find the Last Mountain Distillery 12 Days of Spirits. They've made an advent calendar for this year. So you might want to check that one out, see if you can order one up for the spirit lover in your family. Please enjoy responsibly. And don't forget, you can pick up Granny's Gin wherever you pick up your liquor for the holidays. Mike, Aaron, thank you so much for joining me for Holiday Spirits.
Thanks, Nick.